Tropical Storm Delta is moving through the Caribbean, and forecasters say it will hit western Cuba and eventually the U.S. Gulf Coast, likely as a hurricane.
If this sounds familiar, it sounds like a Category 2 hurricane coming to Louisiana that is expected to turn east. Sounds a lot like Sally.
In his weekly virtual news conference Monday, Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson said they're monitoring the situation and urges everyone else to do the same and prepare accordingly.
We've been in contact with state and county and expect a declaration of emergency. Then the county will be laying out plans. Our staff and their staff have been working this. We realize that it does appear very likely to have impact to our area.
Meanwhile, debris cleanup is underway in the panhandle after Sally. The mayor is confident much of it can be picked up by week's end, when the focus is expected to turn toward Delta.
This week, we are going to be working feverishly to get as much as we can up. But it is very likely that perhaps a quarter of Sally debris will not be picked up and will be on the side of the road. At this point, we begin to ask you to figure out a way to secure as much of that as you can, because we will have to suspend service after Thursday.
The forecast path for Delta takes the storm into the Gulf of Mexico sometime late Tuesday or Wednesday.
Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne is at EFPRIN, the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network.
Then the storm is forecast to turn toward the north in the general direction of the north central Gulf Coast. It looks like the storm is going to make landfall sometime on Friday. Tropical storm force winds at the soonest would arrive late Thursday, but are most likely coming up on Friday.
Delta's forecast path at this point could be anywhere from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Hawthorne says we'll know more later in the week, but what's now known is that Delta will intensify.
The water is quite warm over the northwestern Caribbean, between 85 and 87. That's also the case in the southern Gulf of Mexico, too. The upper level winds are forecast to be light, and those two things strongly favor intensification.
But as the storm gets closer to the northern Gulf Coast, Hawthorne says it will encounter cooler water temperatures.
And the reason why is because we had a cold front move through last week, and that has cooled off the shelf waters a little bit. So there's some chance that the storm could weaken some as it approaches the Gulf Coast, but by how much is certainly hard to determine at this point.
One concern involves the construction barges used by Skanska on the new 3-mile bridge project. More than 20 barges broke loose during Sally, damaging the bridge and some private property.
We are communicating with DOT. It is our expectation that they will get with Skanska. There's been a lot of questions about what's going to happen with the barges that are out there.
Once again, Mayor Grover Robinson.
We're concerned about that as well, but at this particular time, we will try to make do the best we can. Many of those barges are on land, and we would have to have a significant storm surge back the same that we had the Sally to even begin to refloat those.
A spokeswoman from Skanska declined to be interviewed for this story, but in a written statement, the company said it's deployed personnel from around the country to address retrieval of the barges. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.